Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I hope that if you have access to your Bible, you will open it and follow along as I read Genesis chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. As I read, I will pause and point out seven promises for blessing that God makes to Abram. Genesis 12, beginning in verse 2. We listen in as God speaks to Abram. And I will make you a great nation. There's the first promise. And I will bless you. There's the second promise. And make your name great. The third promise. And so you shall be a blessing. The fourth promise. And I will bless those who bless you. There is the fifth promise for blessing. And the one who curses you, I will curse, the sixth promise. And in you all the families of the earth will be blessed. And there is the seventh promise of God. I'm going to come back and talk about these promises as a whole. That is, I will speak of what we call the Abrahamic covenant. But my chosen approach has been to first speak on each of these seven individual promises for how God will bless Abram. If you have been with us, and I hope you have, then you will remember we have talked about the first six. Today, let's zero in on this seventh one. God says, "In you, all the families of the earth will be blessed." What does it mean that in Abram, all the families of the earth will be blessed? What is going to happen within Abram that will result in God's blessing upon all the families of the earth? In short, Abram is going to have a son. Now remember, at the moment God speaks these words to Abram, his wife Sarai is barren. That is, Abram and Sarai cannot get pregnant. Genesis 11, verse 30 says this plainly, Sarai was barren, she had no child. So here at Genesis 12, verse 3, we have a man, Abram, who has no son. And yet God is promising that in him all the families of the earth will be blessed. Well, how can a man who has no family, no children of his own, how is he supposed to bless all families? In fact, God takes this even further. Not only does Abram not have a son, on top of that, God has commanded him to leave what other family Abram does have. Just glance back at verse 1 of Genesis chapter 12. God commands, "Now the Lord said to Abram, go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you." You heard it. Abram is to leave his relatives and his father's house, and he has. And yet, now, with no son and no relatives, even still in Abram, all the families of the earth will be blessed. This is an extraordinary promise. Wouldn't you agree? It is extraordinary. But if you think the promise itself is that, then just wait until you hear about its fulfillment. That is because God fulfills this promise to Abram by giving all the families of the earth Jesus Christ. This seventh promise is fulfilled in Christ Jesus the Lord. That is right. So let's spend a little time tracing Abraham through to Christ. And to do this, we are actually going to start earlier in the book of Genesis, at chapter 3 and verse 15. Here on God Is, we studied this in depth not too long ago, and perhaps you will call to mind that this is God speaking to Satan, cursing him for how he brought sin into the garden in Eden. Listen carefully to what God says to the devil in Genesis 3, verse 15. "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel. Please highlight this word, seed. God says the woman, who is Eve, will have a seed. And this seed will have enmity with Satan. In fact, this seed will bruise Satan right on his head, even though Satan does get in one small bruise on the seed's heel. Well, who is the seed God is speaking of here? The seed is Jesus. Christ is a descendant. He is the seed of the woman, Eve. And you might say, well, there sure is a long time in history between when God gave this prophecy and when Jesus was actually born to the woman Mary. And I agree, that's very true. But the truth is, time and events do pass. And eventually, in God's perfect timing, Jesus, the seed, is born. So lock that in your mind. In Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15, God promises a son will be born to a woman, and that son, the seed, will crush Satan. And now turn forward again in the Bible back to Genesis chapter 12 and our verse, verse 3. We have to get from Genesis 3:15 through to the opening of the New Testament and the birth of Christ, and that means we go through to this promise at Genesis 12, verse 3. In you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. And let me put it this way. According to God, Abram is to have a son before the Son of God will be born. All the way back in Genesis, God chose Abram to be the father of a son who would then have sons of his own, and the grandsons would be born to Abraham, and on this genealogy would grow until in due course, this genealogy comes right down to Jesus. The most succinct scripture to capture this lineage between Abraham and Christ is the Gospel of Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Go over to the opening of the New Testament and follow along if you can as I read Matthew 1, 1 and 2. The record of the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. In Matthew 1, 1 and 2, we clearly see how the lineage connects Christ back to Abraham. We will see this in Genesis later on in some detail, so I will not dwell on it today. But if you know the story, then you know that despite the Genesis 12 promises, Abram and Sarai do not immediately get pregnant with Isaac, who is the promised son. No, instead, there are many faith-building moments and tests from God. There is a long period of waiting on the Lord to fulfill what he said he would do. At one point, Abram and Sarai even take matters into their own hands, and Abram leaves the sacred bond of marriage to have sexual intercourse with the maid Hagar, with his wife's full knowledge and even urging. From that intercourse between Abram and Hagar was conceived and born a son named Ishmael, but he was an illegitimate son, according to God. So the Lord reissues his promise that one will be born to Abram and Sarai, their own flesh and blood, despite how up in age they're both getting. And then finally, one day Sarai becomes pregnant and Isaac arrives on the scene. And Isaac is the promised seed. And the Lord reiterates his promise. For example, in Genesis chapter 22 and verse 18, the angel of the Lord from heaven says to Abraham, "In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed." How are all the nations of the earth blessed through Abraham's seed? Here is how. Ultimately, Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of this promise. I will read Matthew 1, verses 1 and 2 again. the record of the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. From Abraham, through Isaac and Jacob and Judah, and down through David comes Christ. And he is the seed that crushes Satan on the cross, delivering and rescuing all who believe in him from the ravages of sin and evil. Clearly, Abraham has a key part to play in the fulfillment of God's Genesis 3:15 promise, that blessed first announcement of the good news of the gospel. And this gospel applies to all who believe and receive it, all who have faith in Christ. And listen, Christian friends, we are all the families of the earth who are blessed through Abraham. I wish I had more time with this, but let me just read for you from Paul's letter to the Galatian Christians, chapter 3, verses 7 through 9. Listen to Galatians 3, 7 through 9. Therefore, be sure that it is those who are of faith who are sons of Abraham. The scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, "All the nations will be blessed in you." So then those who are of faith are blessed with Abraham, the believer. Wow, I hope you get the impact that this seventh promise of God to Abram, way back in Genesis 12, verse 3, has on your life and mine. Christians, we are a part of the nations, the families who have been blessed in Abraham. Those who are of faith are blessed with Abraham, the believer. Join us tomorrow for God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.